السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وزد مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat. Allah take great work of being from you. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Safar, 1447, in South Africa, Mauritius, and few countries. And majority countries of the world today already is the 8th of Safar, 1447. By the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 51, and that is Surah Az-Zariyat. And today our focus will be on verses number 45, right up to verse number 48. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us how he punished the people of Ad. Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to them. Majority of them rejected him and the message with which he came with. And then for 1 week, there was a hurricane, as we explained to you. And open chapter 69, Surah Al-Haqa, the beginning, you will find all the details there. And then the people of Thamud, Almighty Allah sent Nabi Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, and they rejected Nabi Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, and they also killed and hamstrung the she camel. So Almighty Allah told them, Tamattahu fi darikum thalathat ayyam. Okay, you enjoy yourself for 3 days. And then the punishment came. Fa'akhadatumu sa'iqa. And then the thunderbolts came. And a big shout and scream came from the heavens and the skies. And they were observing and looking. So Almighty Allah speaks about the aftermath of these punishments and these chastisements. Allah mahfazna. I mean, Allah Jalla Wala protect us all from all types of punishment, and Allah grant us siha, afiyah, and hifadha. All may Allah protect us at all times, all places, and all circumstances. Therefore, we should be reading this Quranic verses, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. All may Allah Jalla Wala is the best one as a protector, and he alone, he is the one who is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151, وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh beloved Allah Jalla Wala, include us in your special mercy, whilst you exclusively are the most merciful one to show mercy. Today's lesson, chapter number 51, Surah Zariyat, verses 45 to 48. After this punishment, the consequences, فَمَسْتَطَاءُوا مِنْ قِيَامٍ. Hence, subsequently, thereafter, they were not able to stand up. How can they stand up when they were punished and decimated, destroyed, annihilated? وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْتَصِرِينَ. And nor were they able to help themselves and defend themselves. So therefore, we should beg Almighty Allah for afiyah, safety, comfort, protection, all times, all places, all circumstances. وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ مِّن قَبْلٍ And the Noah and the Ark, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, and the Safina, and the Tufan, the deluge, and the floods that continued, remembered for 6 months and more. And Musnad Ahmad is mentioned, it started on the 1st of Rajab. So count Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah. So that's already 6 months. And on the 10th of Muharram, it stopped. Remember that. Wastawat al-Judi, and that Safina, the ark, the boat, the ship stopped there at Judi. Judi is the mountain and the place there next to Mosul, there in Iraq. So we should know all these things here. The deluge continued for exactly 6 months and 10 days, the flood. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ Noah, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam's name, Nami, Ismi Grami, mentioned 43 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 71 dedicated to this mighty messenger. But when the people rejected him, they said, we don't want to see you, we don't want to hear you. And then he cried to Allah, a Nabi crying, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 54 and verse number 10. And what did he say? فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ And I say, Ya Allah, I'm overpowered, I'm overwhelmed. You defend me, you assist me, O beloved Allah. He just recited the dua, and the flood started from the heavens and the sky, and the springs and the wells and everything, the water started gushing out from there. When we went to Iraq and Kufa, remember that there they show you one big oven, وَفَارَتْ تَنُّورِ And there the water was bubbling and so forth. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ But that is what the ulama taught us there in Iraq. So before them, how they were decimated, destroyed, the people of Noah, 950 years he stayed amongst his people, Quran says, وَمَا آمَنَ مَأَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ Only 80 people or so embraced Islam. Why all these nations, the people of Nuh alayhi salam, the people of Hud alayhi salam, the people of Salih alayhi salam, and all these previous nations and generations, why did Almighty Allah punish them? إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ Verily, they were a nation and a people, فَاسِقِينَ You draw a circle, draw an imaginary circle in your mind. And now when you go beyond that circle, you go out of that circle, that is called fisk. Al-Khuruj anita'a. So today so many things are going on that people are claiming we are Muslims, but you see they are kuffar, Shias, swearing, cursing the Sahaba, the greatest companions and students of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see the Qadianis, they claim Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, La'anatullahi alayhi, used to receive wahi revelation. Yes, he received revelation, not from Allah, from Satan and Lucifer and Shaitan. وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ Quran says, Shaitan incites and send messages to his crooked friends so that they will argue and debate with you. Then you have the Aga Khanis and you have so many other people. So remember, they are fasiqeen. And in our much, in our fraternity, how many we got? People justifying the TV, people justifying the banks and Sharia compliant, people justifying the halal logos. So we say that these type of people, when they know it is haram, and yet they try and justify it publicly, so remember that, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ So Allah protect me, we committed million, billion, zillion sins ourselves, but we can't be using the ostrich mentality and just pushing everything under the carpet. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Look at the skies. Look at the land and the sand. Allah wants you must wonder, ponder and reflect. Awalam yatafakkaru. Why don't they wonder, ponder in the creation of Almighty Allah? Tafakkaru fi khalqillah. Wala tafakkaru fi Allah. Wonder, ponder and reflect in the creation of Allah. Never wonder, ponder in the zat, in the essence of Almighty Allah. That is beyond our perception, comprehension. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا. Almighty Allah, using the plural, the royal pronoun, and the skies, the celestial creation. The sama doesn't mean only the sky. All the celestial creation, what is above our head, the clouds, the stars, the moon, the sun, the planets, whatever we know and we don't know. Subhanaha, we created it. Allah stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty. You scientists, you professors, you doctors, can you even create one fly that will fly? Can you create one fly? Allah Jalla Wala answers, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. They are not even able to create one single fly. How will ensoulment take place? Who will put the ruh and the soul and the spirit in that fly there? So none of them know how the soul and the ruh leaves the body. Today when we are in the hospital, in the clinic, so I was there with my mother, and Allah granted Jannat al-Firdaus. 7 weeks and few days, she was not only in ICU, in the ICU, a special ward there, right inside. So remember, we would see people in front of our eyes, how they're passing away, dying and so forth. So they can't create a single fly. Wala witch tama'ula. Gather all the scientists, doctors, professors, whoever you want to. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 73. Allah Jalla Wala created this entire universe. How? وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدِ. أَيْدِ means the hands. Allah's hands is beyond our perception, comprehension. So ulama translated with His might, He created it. His unlimited might, Almighty Allah's attributes have no bidaya, no nihaya, no starting, no ending. He alone knows. Wa inna lamusi'un. And how spacious we made it. We're traveling from one country to another. We're traveling from one continent to another. We are breaking, going through so many time zones. You just marvel at the creation of Allah. You look on top, you can see something blue, blue. You look bottom, you see the clouds, and you look at small, tiny dots there. So who is doing all these things? And sometimes the plane crashes also. So remember, Allah wants to show you everything that's man-made is limited. My sun does not crash. My moon does not crash. My stars don't crash. They all work in perfect harmony with one another. See Allah Jalla Wala showing us Kudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of His mercy. Wal arda farashnaha, the terrestrial creation, the land and the sand, the jungle and the forest, the lakes and the oceans, everything. We spread it out. Fani'mal mahidun. How excellent we spread it out. You see, when you visit Iraq, you will find Anbiya alayhi salatu salam's grave mubarak there, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam. You will find the Sahaba's grave there. Remember Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu arda. You will find Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. Like that, hundreds and thousands of Sahabas are buried there. Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda. Like that. You will find the fuqaha and the jurists are buried there. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. Imam Abu Yusuf, rahimahullah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. You will find the awliyaullah buried there. Hazrat Piran Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, nawwarallahu marqadahum. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, rahimahullah. Now next to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, there's a person buried there. Nowadays all Nam Nishani is gone, there's no sign there. But he was buried there next to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Bishr-e-Hafi. When he used to read this verse, he used to cry, you see. والأرض فرشناها فنعم الماهدون. Allah has made this land and sand a carpet for us. And how excellent Allah Ta'ala spread it out for us. So Bishr Hafi, he shouldn't wear shoes, he shouldn't wear sandals. That is not a fatwa. Her ek apna apna zok hota hai. So he said, out of the adub and respect for Allah, I will walk kalfoot, I will walk bare feet, I will walk hafi. Bishr Hafi, practicing on this verse. He says, Ya Allah, I feel shy to walk with shoes and sandals. For me and you is not a masla. I walk with shoes, sandals, you walk with shoes, sandals, all permissible. But we should know that these awliyaullah, sometimes they do things, they know what they are doing. Me and you with our puny little brains, we cannot comprehend and understand it as well. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 7th of Safar, South Africa, 8th Safar, remember, in most countries and so forth and so most continents and cities. And remember, today is day 666. Write it down, make a note of it, day in Gaza al-Mubarakah, 666. And it is the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. 5 Jutlas and Jews and Zionists dispatched to hell. Then the suicide rate is increasing among the Jutlas. And this is really alarming for them. Why are our soldiers, the Jutlas, are asking, committing suicide? Why? What's happening? There's something. Yes, I'll tell you what's happening. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish you, you Jews, you Jutlas, you Haramis, you murderers, you rapists, and whatever else you want to call yourself. So remember that Almighty Allah will punish you. The Muslims will punish you, the non-Muslims will punish you, you will punish yourselves. All those meanings are acceptable. And this will continue last, right till the last day, the day of justice, with the worst punishment. The aid that's trickling in now is a drop in an ocean, and every aid society and politician who has some sense of justice has condemned America and Israel, and they are the biggest terrorists on earth and so forth. Man-made starvation. Minimum, they need 600 trucks to enter into Gaza unhindered, and there will be no looting and stealing. Not by Hamas. Hamas didn't steal. Even the New York Times and all these Western media mentioned that. It's the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists and Haramis who are stealing it. Haaretz newspaper writes, even the Haaretz said it's not Hamas stealing it. Author David Grossman, G-R-O-S-S-A-M, he said Israel. He's a famous author there in Israel. He said, you Israel, you are guilty of genocide. You see that now Trump is trumpeting away. He doesn't know what he's speaking. He gets confused because his fuse are blown. He's thinking of all the young girls he raped and so forth, and the affairs he had, the harami. So he's very frightened of BRICS. You have Russia there, you have China there, you have India there, Brazil and South Africa. South Africa is just like a passenger, you see. But anyway, it's part of BRICS, and so many other countries have joined in. So this will make the world de-dollarized, that we will use other currencies. And once the dollar is gone, America is gone. America falls, Israel falls. And this Arab tenpot dictators, haramis, who gave him $1 trillion each, the idiots and the fools and murtads. So remember, they will also fall. Trump orders the nuclear submarines, 2 of them, to move in strategic places. Why? The former leader of Russia, Dmitry, you see, he said in a tweet, we will use our nuclear, and don't think that you're going to come and dictate to us and so forth. So now that ring makes the alarm bells ring there in the White House and in the Pentagon and America. Israel, BBC has carried out a whole dossier on that. Israel is deliberately targeting the children and shooting them in the head and in the chest. This is what they do. What you call them? Baby killers, murderers, and rapers, and the biggest terrorists on earth, guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity. See, yes, Jutla, Harami, even the animals are against you. You're worse than animals. A leopard in a zoo, and they call it the biblical zoo. Anyway, this leopard said, let me give them a lesson from the Bible. It got a hold of a jutla and bit him and killed him and sent him to Jahannam and the hellfire. Well done, Mr. Leopard. Leopard is not human being, it's a leopard animal. I'm just calling him Mr. Leopard. Well done. You see, who's who in the zoo? So anytime a jutla dies, we must say, a khuya juat as a dwaya juat. A good Jew is a dead Jew, the haramis. Elon Musk, you see, when Trump won, he was spending millions and millions to get Trump in the White House. And then he was lecturing to everybody like he's the big shot and the president. Trump kicked him out, and now the divorce papers are already filed. And he and Trump don't see eye to eye. And now he's catching it from all sides. He has that electric car, Tesla. The Tesla went and it smashed into another car that was stationary, and people died, or the person died. So the court in America charged him, and they fined him for Elon Musk $200 million fine for the fatal crash. You see that? Trump fires Arika. Trump wants all good news. But now the job system and the job amounts and the statistics are going in the opposite direction, negative, and not in the positive direction like he's promising. MAGA, make America great again, make America lousy again. That's what you are doing, you harami Trump. So now, instead of accepting the facts, he fires that person, Arika. Male or female, it seems like a female. So the jobs are less than expected. There's hardly any growth there. So the Democrats criticize Trump and say Trump never likes the truth, never wants to accept the truth. You see, their own people know that. He only likes women. That's the only thing. And power and money. Maxwell, you see, now what he's doing? That Maxwell is being removed from that big prison where she's sentenced to 20 years and sent to the women's prison in Texas. So there is like they'll have a party and so forth. So slowly, slowly he's working on this. I will pardon Maxwell. You know Maxwell, the girlfriend of Epstein. And then she will not testify and say my name is there in that book. You see that? So he will play the game because he knows masses are asses. But Trump, you know very well. You know, Clinton knows, Prince Andrew knows that you all were buzzy. Buzzy there by Epstein. And you were on the Lolita, you haramis. We're going to name you, shame you, and nail you. Look at Kafir Iran. Kafir Shias. That's why I say that Shias are 100% kuffar. We speak the most against the Shias. Alhamdulillah. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Idha ra'aytumul ladhina yasubbuna ashabi. When you see those people cursing, swearing, abusing, condemning my sahaba, my beloved companions and students, faqulu, then you must say. You must say, O Ummah, who is saying this? Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one and only who's a mercy to the entire universe and creation. So he is rahmatul lil alameen exclusively. Chapter 21, verse number 107 teaches us, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ Allah tells curse be upon you. So you must remember that as well. So what they did, then Iran, in this past few weeks and months, they drove out and sent out 1.5 million Afghans. And they said some of them are the spies of Israel. Can you believe that? You kuffar Shias, in time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no Shiaism. In the time of Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, they weren't. Then Abdullah bin Sabah came to Medina Munawwara. And he played like he's a big buzruk and a pious person. He wasn't a buzruk and a pious person, a bushkruk. And remember, we are not saying this. Who's the founding father of Shiaism? Allama Nobakhti writes in Rijalul Kashi that the leader and founder of Shiaism, Kana Yahudiyan, was a jutla, Abdullah bin Sabah. So your father and your founding father is a Jew, and you want to come tell us that the Afghans are spies for Israel and so forth and so on. So the Kiwis, you know Kiwis, I've been to New Zealand thrice, but it's a very nice country for touring, but the people are not liking it. the youngsters, the professionals, they're living in their droves and they're going to neighboring Australia. Better pay, better prospects, better jobs and so forth. So that is alarming and concerning for them, for the New Zealanders, as they call themselves, the Kiwis. Trump imposes 15% tariff on Israel as well. Yesterday in the Haram Sharif, remember, was Sheikh Yasir al-Dawsari delivering the khutbah. Now you need to understand the undercurrents. So they're very worried that social media is targeting MBS and Ali Saud, the Saud family, you see that, and the Saud dynasty. Saudi Arabia came into existence on the 23rd of September 1932. So now they're heading for the centenary and they're heading for the World Cup 2034. And they want to pull it off with all the millions, billions, trillions that they have and so forth. So, but the social media is disgracing them. So therefore, we say MBS and whoever agrees with him and his cabinet or others, so they are pakka murtad bin shaitan, just like him. So we need to be clear, this imam's majority of them are puppets and just make big money out of it. They want to fool the people. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us come to our South African news. Our Ustad, our Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, that's why we love him so much. He's the only Maulana Mufti who can speak the truth at all international levels. He don't care for anybody at all. You see? So see which organization, which jamiat, which organization is there? He's on the ball, as you say. So last night I came back late, you know, after Hazrat Mohana Qamru Zaman Sahib, Hafidhullah, Wara'at program and so forth. And then I saw that message. I said, let me send it out. 11 o'clock, I was busy sending out dispatch department. So Hazrat Mohana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib wrote there, 500,000 Afghans are staying in the open. And you know how cold it can be there in Afghanistan. They hardly got any shelter, any food and so forth. This is beyond Taliban and so forth. And they are controlled. So we want you, O Ummah, in South Africa, Africa, wherever you are. This is one organization I trust 100%, the Majlis Day in PE. I sent you all the details. Send zakat money, send lillah money, send interest money, send sadaqah money. Any money you got, just send, 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 send. They need millions and billions and all that for the tents and all these type of things. Come on, Ummah, let us rise to the occasion. The Taliban stood for the truth and they took on America and defeated America and the coalition. So we must help them remember that. So this is our Amir, Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, in all these type of issues. There is nobody in South Africa who can beat him in these type of issues, remember that. Hazrat Maulana Qamru Zaman Sahib's program today will be that in Darul Zakaria. It will be 11:30 program for the ulama, students and so forth. And it will be in Darul Azadville tonight after Isha Day at the Darul Uloom. So Hazrat Maulana is 95 years old. I was in Binoni also and yesterday there in Masjid Ashraf, what a crowd, both places. Allah Ta'ala reward Hazrat and his sons. You know, he came with three sons and he came with his one grandson, Qari Usama. The DA criticizes the ANC. You see, ANC, you're hopeless. How come South Africa is the only country that in the southern SADC region that we are taxed the most, 30% by America and so forth? It's because of your incompetence. You don't even have a proper ambassador there. So on that point, we have to agree with the DA. If any party speaks the truth, we have to say it's the truth. We can't. Quran Kareem teaches us, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا إِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Your hatred for a people should not make you forget justice. You must stand for justice even for your enemies. If the Jutlas do something good, we must say that what the Jews did is good. So that is what Islam is all about. We can't be blind followers following the Pied Piper, you know. So the Ijtimas are coming. Remember that the Ijtima started yesterday day in Mauritius. We'll carry on today, Saturday and tomorrow. Allah Jalla Wala make it a success. And then next week, 8th, 9th and 10th, inshallah, the Tulse Crescent in Durban, Overport, and the week after that, remember the 16, 17, 18, will be there in Beira, in Mozambique. So it's a month of Ijtimaz, you see that? So Allah Jalla Wala make all of them, accept all of them, and make it a means of Hidayat. South Africa, you know there, the Kruger Park, the guys are targeting the rhinos and other places. So one of the groups, you see, in South Africa has got great talent, but you know the corruption is destroying everything and the criminals in the crime. Rhino horns, you see, are becoming radioactive. Why is becoming radioactive? To fight the poachers, you see that? So now they come there and they will get shocked up or whatever. They know better. We don't understand these things there. Yesterday I was there in Masjid Ashraf and Maulana Farooq Batay came to me and told me make dua for his uncle. His uncle is Mr. Hassan Batay. Mr. Hassan Batay taught me at William Hill School in the early 70s science. You see, he was very tall. I still call him sir. So he's losing his vision and sight. So make dua for him. Our Master Hassan Batay, Maulana Farooq Batay, Chacha, Kaka, Uncle, Paternal Uncle. All of us, Allah grant us sight and insight, Basarat and Basirat. And whenever yesterday I met Hafiz Yusuf Kala's brother after Jummah, Haji Ahmad Kala, you see. And I asked him, Ba, what's happening? You're looking very wise in my eyes. So you see, people got big problems with the eyes and so forth. So read, ya nuru, Allah Ta'ala grant all of them, shifa'i kamil, siha, afiyah. After the program, duas and all that, so Hazrat Maulana Qamru Zaman, so we know him from those days, mashallah. So his son, Maulana Abdullah, so he was calling me. So he said, ye kitab-e ablije, masterpiece. One is Khatme Bukhari Sharif, you see that. So three kitab they gave me, he said, Hazrat said, must give you, you see. So Allah say, today we're going to meet Shaykhain. You know Shaykhain? So we're going to go to Da'alum Zakariya, we'll meet Hazrat Muhammad Qamru Zaman sahab, Hafidahullah, and Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq sahab, you see. So for me, that is the best thing that's happening here in lands, you'll see. So meet all these great akabir and giants and so forth. In Maputo today, Mufti Imtiaz Maiman. They know him as Mufti Imtiaz Maiman Panjabai, Panjamaruai. You know, Maiman guys, they like it like that when you say, it's a Panjamaruai. So Mufti Imtiaz Maiman, they invited Mufti Taqi Sahib. So today, between 11 and 1 o'clock, will be Khatme Bukhari Day in Maputo. And Maulana Mufti Imtiaz Madrasa is magnificent. I went there, he took me around and so forth. So a lot of things happening in the world. Allah Jalla Wala accept everybody's works, you see. But at the end of the day, we must have ikhlas and sincerity. We must have istiqamah, steadfastness, and cry to Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'ul alim. So Almighty Allah taught us the dua of Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ya Allah, our broken, broken efforts, Ya Allah, you accept it. You know this Maulana Qamru Zaman. He spent 17 years in the khidmat of Shah Wasiullah. Shah Wasiullah passed away in 67 going for Hajj. In the ship he passed away and then they just threw the body, the Lash Mubarak, overboard, you know, and that's where came his qabr, the ocean. And he stayed in the khidmat of Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Pratapgarh, you must remember, for 24 years. He's 95 years old. Then remember, he wrote the book Aqwal-e-Salaf, 11, 12 volumes. 40 years it took him to write that book. So great, great wali of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Yesterday I told one two brothers, just go to the majlis and just meet Hazrat. You will see, inshallah, that what greatness there is. Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq to make qadr and appreciate the awliyaullah. Ameen. Jee Maulana, we have 10 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Kitab, I was given fake 200 rand notes and I didn't remember who gave it to me. Now when you go to shops, they don't accept it. What can I do with it? Can I give it to another shop?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So somebody gave this person fake notes, right? And now he didn't know, obviously. Now can he go and give it to somebody and just buy stuff? No, you can't do that. Why? The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, وَلَا تَخُنْ مَنْ خَانَكْ. And do not make khiyanat, commit breach of trust when somebody did it to you. So you can't go. Yes, you don't know who's the person. I was in China. So I was leaving now tomorrow, for example. So one Pakistani guy is a sarraf, you know, money exchanger. So he saw that I got 100 notes, you know, of their money there. So there. So then he told me, okay, you take this money and then I'll give you 100. And then he gave me something. So then the next day I had to go to the airport. So we simple Simon, we just gave the note. That Chinese guy driver got very upset. He said this, he's explaining to me in Chinese, it's fake. Allah shukr, I still had other notes that were genuine, not counterfeit, and you know, fake. So then I gave him, so I told him, you know what, this one person caught me. So you just destroy it, finish. وَلَا تَخُنْ مَنْ خَانَكْ. So therefore, when you travel, when you buy nowadays, better check the note, you know that? You know, in Pumalanga, the police said that one guy was bribing the police with fake notes. So now they're looking for the guy who gave them fake notes. We must lock you up, the police. For what were you taking all the fake notes, you haramis? So that's why there's no law and order in South Africa, because half the police are crooks themselves.
What is the Sharia ruling regarding a lesbian or a gay person as far as their janaza and ghusl is concerned?
A person who is gay, lesbian, and so forth and so on, we all know absolutely haram. If any person promotes it and so forth, like the ANC, and there are so-called Muslim people there, you see, we know of some people who had some Muslim names, and then you must remember they were promoting the gay brigade. 100% murtad they are. Maulvis can read Salatul Janaza, all that. They are sellouts and traitors to Islam. So we must be very clear, such people are 100% murtads and out of the fold of Islam and apostates. Now there are two different scenarios. ABC guy, the male, or XYZ lady is gay or lesbian, and they say that we know it's absolutely haram and it's forbidden, prohibited, but this is our own personal weakness. So in that case, there you will give them ghusl, you will bathe them, you will give them kafan, shroud them, perform salatul janaza, bury them in a Muslim cemetery graveyard, like people committing zina, fornication, adultery, and so forth and so on. So it's their own personal weakness. Allah protect us all. Always read the dua. Allahumma hassin farji. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad, hadith is sahih. Oh Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, protect my private part. Next one is this, that this person wants to justify it. It's a human rights issue. It's my democratic right. And Allah created Adam and Eve, but he wants to be busy, Adam and Steve. She wants to be busy, Madam and Eve. You see, that's how the world functions today, because the world is run by haramis. Remember that majority of them, 90%, 95% of them. So they try to justify it, they try to halalize it, make it permissible and so forth. So such people are murtad on the next majalat dunni. You see that gay guy. He said nobody can beat him in debate. And so I said, hey, you harami. I want to use one word, but I can't use it on radio. So anyway, you must remember that you harami, I'll debate with you. And I told him that day, the day you die, we will never read your Salatul Janaza and so forth. And you, the guy in PE who pulled the bullet also went through his backside. You must remember that. I want to kiss your head, but I don't know who's the guy who pulled the bullet, you see. So that is what we must do. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Uqtulul fa'il wal maf'ul." When we have authority and power, then the death penalty applies for these type of people. They murtad, they're out of the fold of Islam. And man baddala deenahu faqtuluhu. Once a person is murtad, then it's death penalty. But we can't take the law in our own hands and just start shooting people, and then Islam does not allow that. So these are two different scenarios. We must be clear about that.
Mufti Sahab, my friend's mother has been living separately from her husband for 2 years, and he still refuses to give talaq. How does one move forward in this situation?
Obviously, that we answer the questions as the questions are posed towards us. If this is the truth, that husband and wife are now leading, you know, an estranged life. Husband is in a different place, her wife is in a different place. But Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 2, verse 187, هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن. You know it's winter. So now we got our big jas and overcoat and all that. So we must remember, because yeah, it's cold, especially Fajr time and so forth. So the clothing must be, the garment must be there. Husband and wife must be the garments and the clothing to one another. You must be staying together. You must be hugging one another. You must be kissing one another. All the things come there. Body heat, as you call it, husband, wife. Now you stay one place, another one stay one place. So obviously this is zulm and oppression from the husband side. So what you must do, my sister, is this: go to your local jamiats or imams and so forth and apply for a fasakh, an annulment. And if you don't come right, just send me a message: 071-888-1184. 071-888-1184. I will send you the emails of Hazrat Mohana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib of PE Majlis, and then you liaise with him. He'll tell you what to do and who you must go to. I don't get involved in these things, but don't go for anything else. The only option for you is fasakh and annulment of marriage, and that is how, inshallah, Allah will open up the way for you. And what your husband is doing, 2 years keeping you kal muallaqa, suspended, all that is haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, can I add the following clause in my will? The house is owned 50-50 between the couple. After my death, my wife will stay in that house until she dies. The house will be distributed after her death.
My brother, since when you came to know that who is going to die first? Look at what you wrote there. You said, when I die, then my wife will be there. And after the wife dies, then only it will go to the children. All these type of clauses are totally haram. Who knows who's going to pass away first and so forth? What happens if your wife passes away before you? What happens if your children pass away before you? So what you are suggesting and writing in your last testament and will, totally haram, and you go straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. That's what Quran is saying. Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ. Whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they go beyond the limits. You see, now see how you're going beyond the limits. You say, when you die, so your wife will take everything. And after she dies, then it will go to the children. So it means you want your wife to usurp the rights of your children. Is that fair, Baji? Is that correct what you are doing? Absolutely haram. You're doing وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ. You're going beyond the boundaries and the limits. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah dispatches such people straight to Jahannam and the hellfire, خَالِدًا فِيهَا. And you stay in Jahannam and the hellfire for a very, very long time. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For such people is a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Chapter 4, verse number 14. Chapter 4, verse 14. When a Muslim person passes away, number one, burial, funeral expenses. Second, the deaths of the deceased, and thereafter you must remember will be the wasiya, what you bequeath to none heirs, the maximum 1/3 of the net estate, and then the shares of the heirs. 7 to 9 will be Mona Khalid Yaqub. 1 to 1:30, you can listen to the lecture I delivered yesterday at that place, the Mayor's Dal, mashallah. And thereafter in the evening, my brother Suleiman will be there, busy with Naat Kirat, 6 to 8. So make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.